Hello, Saddies. Welcome back to the Happiest Sad podcast you'll ever listen to. How are y'all? I know you guys can't answer that, so that was a rhetorical question. Don't be like, damn, bitch, why you asking? Don't get mad. Relax. Deep breath. I hope that if you're sad and you're listening to this, that by the time you finish listening to this, y'all already know the drill, that you won't be sad anymore. I'm doing okay. I feel like my manifestations and things are starting to be put into play. I've been manifesting things as far as this podcast goes and as far as how much, how prosperous it will be. I'm sorry, some of my brain just died. Some of my brain just died just then. But I hope that it'll be very prosperous. Like I said, share this with a friend if they're sad or if they need something to listen to or just want to listen to some bitch to forget about their problems, and that is completely understandable. So I guess some new things happening in my life. I'm still working at the same place. Last week, 2 weeks ago or so, I got tipped $100 again because I just get guests, and I think I have like a intuition. Like, honestly, like, I can tell when someone's gonna tip me a lot of money. I can tell when people aren't gonna tip me a lot of money. I'm not always 100% right. I'm not like, you know, but I do think I'm a witch a little bit because I was at work. Two things happened. I was running a whole bunch of food one shift, and I thought to myself, I was like, what am I gonna get for my free meal? And then not like completely just thinking about it out of my ass, because no one had offered me a free meal. No one had said anything to me, nothing like that. Like, I was just like, what am I gonna get for a meal? Like, I'm gonna get me a free meal today. Just thinking about it. And then I run some food, and then I come back in the kitchen to run more food. My boss is like, I'm gonna buy you lunch today. And I'm like, I knew it, bitch, I knew, because I got the third eye. And that bitch is open and clear. She 20/20. My third eye is 20/20 vision. Okay? Also, that same week, literally that was the day after I got tipped $100, that like I was serving a table and I was a shift. Like, certain people had to come in earlier. I was one of those people who had to come in earlier just to, you know, help open up the restaurant. And I had a lady come, and she was like, we're gonna get to-go food, we're just gonna drink. Sweet little lady, she was in a wheelchair. She tipped me $100, and I knew, I felt it. Something told me that they were gonna do that. And like, we were talking and just being like honest and genuine, and I definitely served that lady a lot of alcohol though, but she was in a wheelchair, like I said, so I wasn't gonna not give her what she wanted. Like, I mean, she was above age to drink, and she said she wasn't driving home, so I don't see why me getting her drunk or letting her drink as much as she like. That lady got 6 martinis and a shot. And I am nowhere near judging her because I have had worse to drink. But yeah, I don't even think about this when I do this. This is so natural to me. I'm gonna probably cut this off, get a sip of water, and then come back. And I guess when I come back, I'm gonna talk about just some things that I've been experiencing with friends lately. And honestly, I love my friends, but if any of them listen to this, this is my outlet to vent. And it's not like I'm gonna sit in here and bash their character or anything, but I am going to speak on just issues I'm having in case someone else needs to hear something and kind of relate to it or figure out what direction they need to go in with a friend or relationship wise or anything. And I'm gonna talk about just being a better you, a safer you. I recently went to the doctor, got my first pap smear ever, whoop whoop, and I'll talk about the results and stuff of that when when I get back. So you guys make it through this commercial. I'll see you on the flip side. BRB. Right, hello saddies. I probably definitely should have just started that before I made sure my phone was propped in the right place, so there was a little static just then. I apologize. So I have been doing a thing where I like do tell certain people that are kind of out of the loop in my life that I have this podcast, and that's just because I do want them to be able to keep up with me. And someone told me they don't like the episodes with the guest stars, like with my friends. They said that they tried to like suffer through them and they couldn't. I was like, oh, so sorry. I personally thought those were the more interesting episodes, but to find out, it actually is kind of nice to find out that people do like when I am just venting alone. If you want to call this venting or whatever you want to call this, but I've been going through life. My friend. So I do have like one of my friendships is kind of strained with my friend right now. And I definitely don't think it'll be that way forever. I feel like right now I just kind of need space. I haven't really told them that. I'm more of a person that will take space rather than ask for it. Like if I had to get to a point of where I need space from you in general. And like, I know the kind of person I am. I'm very irritating. So we ended up in this deep conversation when we were out, and we were just talking about just how we treat each other. And I guess I kind of realized that I'm not, you know, actually what I realized and what I think is most important is that like people do a lot of projecting, and they like it's hard being friends with people that are very like easily irritated, and that's fine, but I'm an annoying person, and I'm not gonna change how I act. And my friend literally were like, they're like, I just don't like how you act sometimes. Well, bitch, okay, same. Like, and it's not like I hope they don't ever listen to this, because it's gonna seem like I'm just saying this as a jab or like to get back at them, and it's not. It's just, you know, when you fight with someone, you think about it a little bit more. And it's just like I have said on this podcast and plenty of times before, if I agreed with every one of my friends' decision, I wouldn't have friends. Like I wouldn't, or if I, like, you know what I'm saying, like I don't like how my friends act sometimes, but why would I want to, I kind of started thinking, I'm like, why would I want to be friends with somebody who doesn't like how I act? And I don't think I act or behave in a manner that's like awful. Like I am very extra and I'm loud and like a bubbly person, but oh well, if you don't like it, go, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the train is going. I'm not gonna be being myself, being authentic and being unapologetically myself has gotten me so far in life. And I'm not gonna, and I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm grateful that I had that conversation with them, not because it has left kind of me feeling like awkward towards them now, because I kind of like, my mindset is like, I don't want to be around someone if I'm making them miserable or if they don't like how I, you know what I'm saying? But I know that it's not like that. I know that this person does love me, so it's not like I'm gonna sit here and just shit on them. But I also realized from that is like, I do like myself and I do like the way I act. Like I think I'm a very kind person. I think I'm fun to be around, and why, like, it kind of, I'm kind of glad I had that conversation, because it's like I'm not gonna change myself for anyone or because they're uncomfortable. Like that's not, I like how I am and I like the person I am, and I deserve to, because I worked very hard to change myself. Like I don't go through life just acting like I can't piss people off, or like, I know I'm not perfect, but some people really don't, like, reciprocate that humanness or that they're also human. Like, they'll literally be like, well, I'm just a bitch and you'll have to deal with that. Okay, so you can be a bitch, but I have to deal with you being a bitch? I can't respond. And I have been going through a rough time lately, but I don't want people, when I'm giving people the same energy they're giving me, I don't want them to think it's because I'm going through something. I want them to realize, like, you fucking suck. Like, not you suck, but you're... you're being awful too, you know, like, I don't get that. But it was a very, like, deep conversation, and I'm sure our friendship will be fine. I don't really, like, you know, maybe not if they listen to this episode, but it's not like I'm talking about anything bad about them. It's just, that just was the conversation we had, and I had some realizations after. And I think where I stand now is, like, this is my friend, this is someone I love. I'm probably just gonna pray about the situation, but this is also, I don't want to be around people if I'm annoying to them. Like, I want people that love and cherish me and like my energy. Like, if I'm stressing you out, I don't have to be around you, because God knows I like to be alone. Like, I'm the kind of bitch, I'm extroverted, but I'm extroverted in a way where I will go sit in a bar by myself. I will go anywhere by myself. I'll do whatever the fuck I want by myself. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't need, friends are nice, but they're not a requirement. Remember that. They're not a requirement. But like I said, I'm not saying all this to make it seem like, to make it a point and for this person to ever hear it and be like, oh my God, you said all that about me. Well, it's not like, I'm just sharing my truth. And that's the whole point of this podcast. So if you're listening to that and you don't like what I had to say, please take your phone, unlock it, pause this, and go do something else. Like, you don't have to listen. So, but yeah, the main thing I want people to get out of that is just, if you like who you are, don't worry about other people. Because I've said this plenty of times before too, people don't even fuck with themselves. So you should not worry whether or not people like you, because they don't even like themselves. That's fine. But what was I going on about? Enough of that, because I feel like that's gonna work itself out. I'm not gonna worry about that. I'm not really gonna give that energy. Like I said, I'm just gonna give I feel like I need space now. So where I am right now is taking space from that person. So because I'm not gonna be mean to me and then be like, deal with it. No. But I don't know. Sometimes people don't realize that they're being mean. And I'm guilty of that, not realizing that I'm being kind of bitchy. But also, like, I'm nice if people are nice to me. Like, if you're gonna sit here and, you know, say whatever you want to me, you can't be like, oh my God, when I say whatever the fuck I want to you, like, no, bitch, I'll hurt your feelings too. I don't care. Like, and it's not an issue. Because I know some people aren't really, like, worried. And like, it's not necessarily in my head. It's a lot of thoughts stemming from the last conversation I had with that person. But hey, we're moved on. Like, the next time I see that person, it definitely won't be a problem. But that's if I see that person again, because, you know, we never know. But yeah, where I am today, I do realize that I am annoying, so I'm not gonna fault people for getting annoyed with me. Like, that is very natural. But if every time I see you it's an issue, or you just are automatically irritated with me, I don't wanna be around you. Please leave me alone, because it's not that deep. Okay, so next topic of transit. Recently I did go to the gynecologist and I had my first pap smear. So boom, if there are any men listening to this, you might want to turn it off, skip a couple seconds or so, maybe a couple minutes. But I'm going to talk about my pap smear. I went and got my pap smear done. So I don't know why I thought this was going to be like the worst experience ever. Like, people, I've heard horror stories of people getting pap smears, and this was not bad at all. They've just stick the little clamps in you and swab you out, and if you had sex, there's literally nothing to worry about, because I guarantee whatever you put inside you or whoever you had inside you was probably bigger than the little things that they was putting in there. So it doesn't hurt though. But I went just because I never had a pap smear, and I'm well over the age of someone who had a pap smear, or someone who needs to have a pap smear, and to get tested. And all of my, res- well, They said they were going to call me if anything was wrong. I went a week ago and nothing, no one's called me. So I assume nothing's wrong. But I got my test back and I don't have anything. I tested negative for HIV, hepatitis B, C, what else did they test me for? Syphilis and whatever else, but none of my, like, I'm very clean, but I just do want to make an announcement because, like, all of me and a bunch of my friends, like, we all, like, went got tested. It was, like, four of us. And, it's just a good reminder to, practice safe sex. Like, it's, I don't even understand. Like, they're literally, like, it boggles my mind that people don't like to wear condoms because I very much am, like, put it on kind of person. I won't let people get started. I won't, like, I talked to my gyno and she was like asking, she's like, what kind of contraception do you use? I said, I always wear condoms. Like, I always wear protection just because I personally like them. I also really don't like sperm that much. It's gross to me, gross me out. So I don't want that shit nowhere near me. That might be TMI. I hope my mom never listens to this or anybody I fucking know. But, like I said, I don't really, I like my condoms, I do. And me and my, gynecologist were talking about it. She was like, she wrote in my report that I'm super safe, that I practice super safe sex because I told her I probably had sex, baby. I don't really have that much sex. I like sex, but I didn't lose my virginity until 2 years ago. And I'm like, in my 20s, like I'm closer to 25 than I am to 21, if that makes sense. And I lost my virginity about 2 years ago, and I've been with people. I've been with four different people, and I've only not used a condom maybe twice, and I've had sex probably like 40 or 50 times total maybe. So I feel like, she was like, that's really good actually. So because you never know. And like, I personally, the kind of person I am, I don't want to be, let's just put it this way. I don't like people enough to have a child by them or to have them, you know, give me anything. And there's no shame to anyone who's experienced anything like that. You know, we're all human. No shaming here for people who don't wear condoms. If you've been in a relationship a long time, why would, you know? But it's just like, some people, I live in like a college town, some people will go home from these gross bars that we have and they will sleep with people that they don't know without protection. And it's just like, yeah, that's fun, but do you really want to be dealing with this person past tonight? Like, you got to think about it like that. Like, I don't love or trust this person enough to potentially put my life in their hands or have to have another life to take care of. Like, so it's never been worth it to me. And I just recently got put on birth control too. So, but I'm a big condom person because I don't trust people. I'm sorry. I have really bad trust issues. And sex is something where you can't do that unless you trust the person. So, I mean, you can, but that's not the sex you should want to have or try to have. But yeah, and it's nothing that, like, even if you do have something, there's literally like so many medications and stuff that will help you treat it to where it's like not even gonna really, it shouldn't really even affect your life. But the smart thing to do would be to take control of your own sex life and sexuality and get tested, make sure you don't have anything, be on contraception if you don't want to have a child. Just be careful, take care of yourself. Like, that's self-care, because, you know, it's self-care. Be careful. Don't trust people. But next topic, I feel like that was pretty much all I need to just say or to get off my chest. I feel like I'm just very in a state of like nostalgia and happiness right now. Like my friend came up and visited me. We spent the day together and went out, and then my best friend is coming down here from Texas this weekend. I get to see her. She's like the smartest person ever. She's so amazing. And I love her so much. She's my favorite person. She's about to make a long drive to see me and some family. And I just feel like, I feel very happy. I finally got my W-2s. So much happened last year. Everything stopped. We stopped working, and then I moved. I graduated. I had graduated college. I just did a whole bunch of stuff, and my W-2s were sent. Like, I was like, I don't know if they're gonna be sent to the right place or whatever, but yeah, finally got my W-2s. Probably gonna do my taxes after this. Probably gonna smoke a little, but I do want to tell people, like, you know, if you have any worries, settle them. Whether that's with friends, family, whatever, but like, you do deserve to be happy. You deserve to be around people that want to see you happy. You deserve to have like a good peace of mind. And that's also another reason to go get tested. Having peace of mind and just knowing that you were safe. And I'm not here to preach to anyone. I don't want anybody to feel guilty or feel bad or feel like, you know, gross with themselves, but just be careful, because you have to realize that, like, you know, the way you live your life affects other people's life, whether you want it to or not. But let me see how long I've been recording this. I feel like it's only been like, it's been 16 minutes, so we're right in the time frame where I usually stop. I try to keep these pretty short because I don't want to sit here and ramble to death, and then like, also, what do I have to ramble about? Like, I'm not that important. So if you're listening to this, I hope you have the best day ever, and I hope that by the time you finish listening to this, you're probably not sad anymore. And whatever made you type in sad girl, whatever, on whatever outlet you're listening to, is not making you sad anymore. Maybe it is, because I just brought it back up. But forget it. Listen to another episode or something. I don't know. But you're fine. You will be. You always will be. But I love you, saddies. And I'm sending y'all happy girl vibes. And I hope y'all have, honestly, the best life ever. Manifest it out.